This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
So it's day, like, I don't know, who cares at this point of this isolation situation, and I got a confession to make. Don't tell anyone I said this, but I've started drinking Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, right? We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the answer.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
All you scared to death, Negro. Just sit down.
Sit down.
Don't you come out.
Come out.
To defend our enemy. You sit down.
Sit down.
And you
shut up.
And tell your master
to come out and deal with this. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.D. Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And I thank you again for spending your time with me. We're just going to chat. It really has come to that. I am unfortunately drinking Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been sitting in the fridge for like, I don't know, like over a month. It's two liters of Dr. Pepper in the fridge for like a month. They got brought over to the house when we hosted some sort of event. And when they brought them in, I was like, man, who drinks Dr. Pepper? And apparently, I guess nobody drinks Dr. Pepper. Everybody drinks Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I pretty much killed those 4 liters in about 24 hours. So yeah, I'm not proud of myself. Not proud of this new habit. Hold on. And once this is all over and I do have, any alternative, I promise you, I'm never going back. Never going back. I don't know. Always had a hate of Dr. Pepper. And, yeah, I guess it's only palatable because I've been on a water kick. Been drinking a lot of water, a lot of sparkling water. I've gone through like all the flavors of the sparkling water that I drink, and I just needed to switch it up. So Dr. Pepper it is. Anywho, I went back and forth about the intro music this week. I was going to go further into the song. So that's the song Ghost of Soldier Slim off the new J-Elect album. The new J-Elect J album, or the new J album featuring J-Elect. I don't know how you want to look at it. I'm not trying to get in Joe Budden type trouble, but yeah, Jay killed him. Anyway, I was going to go further into the song and play some of the Jay-Z bars because I was worried about like somebody taking it the wrong way. I think like I tried to introduce the album to a couple people, and with like that being an opening track and it opening like that, like
all you scared to death, Negro.
Like, I think it's turned some people off and may have offended a few people. And I was a little bit worried about that. But then I realized that I'd be being a scared to death Negro. And so I switched it out. I went back with my original feeling. I went back with what resonated with me. I posted something earlier this week. And pretty much it was a meme. I think it actually had Jay-Z in it. But the vibe of it was essentially that, you know, as long as you care about what other people think, you'll never be successful. So, I said, maybe that's what I needed to hear.
Say that then.
And, so I decided to go with my original thought, and there's no political agenda to that. I just think it's a dope way to open the album. I just think it's super dope. It's one of my favorite songs off the album, Ghost of Soulja Slim. It really, like they said on the Joe Budden podcast. I don't know if it was Rory. I think it was Rory, but yeah, it really, really makes me want a Jay-Z out. Like, Jay, we need a new album from you if you're going to be spitting like this on Guest Appearance. I think he knew. All right, so here's, I don't really have a topic today, so I'm going to ramble a lot. Here's my idea on how this whole concept for the J-Lec album went down. And I'm going to keep it brief because I know a lot of people don't really give a fuck about the J-Lec album. But I think that Alec probably had some stuff in the works. He probably had some tracks like halfway finished or had some verses but didn't have a full cohesive album. And it was like, yo, we need to get a debut for you out. And if this all you have, like, I'll jump on these joints and finish them out for you. But understand, I'm going to kill you. Like, I'm going to demolish. I want you to know that this is what's going to happen. Like, you either finish it or I'm going to finish it and I'm going to demolish you. And, you know, and Jay finished it. He killed him. And, you know, maybe this is a lesson for J-Lec going further that, you know. Again, he makes allusion on some of the songs in his album that, like, he spends too much time worried about how people are going to accept his music or how people want to accept his art. And maybe that's the reason why we've gone like 10 years without, you know, a significant project from him. So, you know, yeah, as long as you worried about what other people think of you, you'll never be successful. Not to say that you're not successful. I'm getting in trouble. Anyway, man, let me tell you. I am sober as shit right now. Like, I'm sober than a motherfucker right now. Like, I got a little more than 13 months of sobriety in. And I have never been more acutely aware of my sobriety than right motherfucking now. Like, man. And I ain't trying to raise no alarms or anything like that. Like, I have no intention of relapsing. But this much time to yourself, this much isolation, this much free time, has just reminded me how big a part of my life drinking was. And I gotta admit, man, like, I'm jealous. Like, you people posting all your, you know, pictures of your home bars and all the restaurants and things. The bars down here in Austin are like all selling like survival kits, and it'll be like, you know, 4 random pints of whatever, you know, usually like bottom shelf or, you know, rail liquor, and it'll be like a salad mix and then like 2 rolls of toilet paper. Like, it's craziest shit ever, but like all the bars are doing it. I'm starting to think, here's another conspiracy theory for you. I'm starting to think that it was the bars that went out and bought up all the toilet paper just so they could sell it back to us at an extreme markup, and that was going to make up for the lost revenue. I think it's the bars that's motherfucking causing the toilet paper shortage.
Stop it!
It's them. It's gotta be them. Because all of them have the ability to sell these survival kits, and they can always get you 2 rolls of toilet paper. And then they're selling you something to make you go to the bathroom anyway. So they're just pulling you back in. You're gonna order another one. It's smart business, but it's fucked up. I'm joking though. But, you know, because I feel for people right now that are affected, you know, for people and businesses that are affected by this. And but I will say that I'm shocked that liquor stores are deemed essential in most of these states. Like, most of these states that have shelter in place orders in, and, you know, you're not supposed to go here. And, you know, only essential businesses are allowed to stay open, like banks and grocery stores and I think like child care providers, things like that. And liquor stores are on that list. Meanwhile, my vape shop is closed. I ain't bitter though.
Say that then.
All right, anyway, thankfully though, you know, I could complain about a lot, but thankfully, I do still have a job. I've been working from home for the last 2 weeks, which is an experience. It's one of those things, like, I always looked for like remote jobs with the work I do. It's easy to do it from home. I don't really need to be in the office to do it. So I've always looked for remote jobs, like that being the pinnacle. Like, if I could find a job where I didn't have to go in, it'd be dope. And, man, I guess I kind of miss going to the office, you know, like just rolling out of bed and hopping on my computer and, you know, and trying to do. I think what it is that when you're working from home, like when you at work, like the proof that you are working is the fact that I am here. Like if I showed up and I'm going to be here for 8 hours. So you're going to pay me for my presence. And it's like, now I ain't there. So I feel like I'm like scrambling every day or, you know, struggling, working hard to make sure I have something. I'm providing something worth paying for when you can't like just see me in the office. And that's not painting me in the greatest light. That's making it seem like when I did go to work, I just went to work and ain't do shit. But when you're there, it's hard to avoid work. It'd be mad easy for me to avoid work right now. But I feel like if I do that, that don't look like I'm working and I need my job. From what I hear, the unemployment offices are being like overwhelmed. And as much as, you know, in the back of my mind, it's been like, you know, something bad happened, you can always get unemployment. It's not necessarily looking like that's going to be an easy thing to do. So trying to keep my job. I've been trying to focus on the podcast also. Been doing work on the website, things like that. I thought there was going to be like a boom. Like I thought this was my moment. Like, you know, y'all ain't going to work. You know, it's a lot of free time. You really can't go out. You can't go to the movies. Restaurants is closed. People going to be in the house chilling. Like a lot of free time. Oh, my listen's about to blow up. And nah, that's not what's happening. I'm gonna factor it into this. I'm gonna say it's not because you don't like my show, because who wouldn't? But I'm gonna say that the reason nobody's listening is because they got other shit they could be doing. They got other distractions. I think like my podcast listens probably came from trying to pass time at your job while you're working, a distraction from work, you know, or trying to pass time on the commute home on the train. Or even riding in your car. But when you in the house and like Netflix is two steps away, you know, the couch is right there, you're looking at your TV, like why am I going to go load up a podcast when I could just binge watch? What is it y'all watching? What is this, Tiger King or Tiger something with Tiger and King, some shit like that. I'm such a contrarian, like I just, once I hear too many people talking about something, I just can't, like I can't get with it. So I don't know nothing about it. Ozarks or something like that is the other one. So I guess they're getting all the shine right now. They're taking up all the everybody's time. But y'all gonna run out of shit to watch eventually. And then guess who's still gonna be here? Like that one dude in high school that nobody would talk to. And then now you're 40, 3 kids, divorced, and he's stable. He look real attractive. One day I'm gonna be real attractive, cause I'm consistent. The episodes keep coming, and I got 152 of them, including this one. So when you run out of the Ozarks to watch, I got 152 episodes. You could binge. I'm here. Worry, I'm gonna take. Just go buy a T-shirt. We'll call it even. Me personally, though, I'm off Netflix. I'm done. I had a traumatic experience. I ain't gonna talk about it, but some shit happened to me. So. Fuck Netflix right now. I'm all about YouTube at the moment. YouTube, I could find an interest, search an interest, go pull up one video and just let the internet do its thing and show me all kinds of shit I wasn't ready to look at. But I think I've watched somebody play all the video games that I didn't want to waste money on. So like, I feel like I've had that experience. I watched all the episodes of Hot Ones, which might I say is the dopest show of all time. It's one of those shows I'm like, shit, if I could have just thought of that, like, it's a dope idea. But then also, I learned a lot about like interviewing and like the amount of research it takes to have a really good interview. Like, I'm learning a lot from that dude and like how to connect with your guest. By really, you know, taking a deep dive into who they are and coming up with unique and different questions. He's really dope at what he does, and I'm learning a lot. I'm still on live from that show. So one day when I do get shit popping, I'm just going to be like the Black Sean Evans. Like, that's That's my goal in life. Really, my goal right now is to just get popular enough to get invited on that show. Like, if I could just get, like, enough notoriety that I get invited to the show. And there's plenty of shit he could look up for me. I'll probably send him clips. Like, yo, I did this. Ask me about this, please. Like, but yeah, I'm trying to go on high ones. I know that's something I probably wouldn't have been allowed to do in the past. And that's something that I shouldn't do. My body's not equipped for the hot ones, but I'm intrigued. It's like zombies. Like, I'm scared, but I'm fascinated. I need to know. I got to try it out. Man. Shout out to all the people that's doing the live happy hours and the mix sessions and everything. I tried to do one. I'm still trying to figure out how to do, like, Facebook Live and all this stuff and incorporate video. I got that Galaxy S20 Ultra. So I bought it telling myself, like, I'm going to use this phone as, like, the camera to do all this stuff. Like, that was my rationalization. Like, this phone is going to be, like, the dopest camera ever. I can shoot all this video. And it's not just going to be a phone. It's going to be an investment in the podcast and content. And I can do crazy shit with the camera. It's going to be super dope. And my first idea was to, like, back up the happy hour bars with, like, actually, you know, sitting here and like, listening to the music and including the people in the Facebook group and whoever else wanted to watch me listen to you, because I didn't really plan on, like, talking to y'all and that. And I do enough of that on this show. I just wanted to, like, play the music that I like. I really do enjoy, like, sharing music with people and, like, connecting with people that way. I can tell you more about how I'm feeling or what's going on or what my mood is by playing a song than I can by, like, talking about it. I'm not good with talking about feelings and stuff like that. All these feelings. Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Anyway, yeah. My homie, a dope artist out of D.C. by the name of Levi Stevens. If you get a chance, you know, Google him. Check out his music. I used to go see him, like, every week back in D.C. He did a live happy hour recently, and it took me back to being home and being on 6th Street and being able to go see live music. And, yeah, I really enjoyed it. So if you get a chance, you know, check out Levi, check out his music. It also reminded me that the last time I think I saw him live, I ended up passing out and falling off a bar stool. I don't know how embarrassing it is. I've just marked that place as one of the places I can't ever go back. Like, I got a long list of places I can't ever go back. And Solly's is one of the places I just believe. I don't know if I can't go back. I don't know if anybody remembers that. I remember it, and I can't go back. Yeah, I was basically, I was chasing shots of Patron with Stella Artois. Is that how you say it? I don't recommend it. It's only led to bad things in my life. But please, nobody. Like, I feel like I'm setting up a challenge or something. I feel like the more I talk about it, the more somebody like, oh, Stella Artois shot. How many can you do? Oh, fuck. See, I'm setting it up. I'm creating it for you. Let me stop. I'm just egging you on. Let's see. Man, that might be a good stopping point. I don't know. As you probably guessed by now, there's no topic this week. I just really do enjoy doing this show. And during times like these, I feel like we ought to take advantage of some of the free time to pursue our interests and be creative. You never know what you might stumble upon if you start down that path. As for me, I refuse to give up mode. Like, you know, numbers and things haven't been, you know, what I've wanted them to be, you know, during this period. And it's been I'm in, like, year 4 of this podcasting journey. And I've learned a lot, and I've grown a lot, and the show has grown a lot. You know, I ain't exactly where I want to be in terms of the show, but I attribute a lot of that to inconsistency. You know, during the times I was dealing with some of the shit I was dealing with, and that's one of my goals now, just is to remain consistent. So even at a time like this, where I really don't have a whole lot to say, I really can't think of anything I want to talk about other than the elephant in the room, which I'm refusing. I'm refusing, you know, to add to that. I feel like that's flooded everybody's timelines. It's everywhere. It's on the news. It's on TV. Like, this will just be our break. This will be our moment to chill. Just talk. Just chill. Just have a conversation. One-sided conversation. You could talk back, though. I won't tell nobody. Anyway, yeah. Like, it's been 4 years for me, and I'm reminding myself, I think I talked about this in a previous episode, that the dude that came up with the idea for the Power Rangers, like, what has ended up being a billion-dollar franchise. I'm not saying it's dope. I'm not saying it was a dope idea or I believe in it. I'm just saying it's made, like, $1 billion a couple times. But the dude that had that idea was shopping that idea for 8 years. 8 years before somebody else, like, believed in it too and rocked with it. So I'm in year four. I still got time. I believe in it. I think there are people out there that rock with me, and I appreciate y'all. I appreciate every last one of y'all, every moment that you spend listening to me ramble on about dumb shit. Yeah, it's been a pleasure catching up with y'all. It's always fun for me to do this show and to talk. I feel like I'm talking to people, individuals, someone. I have put it out there that I'm looking to start like a co-host rotation. If you follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, I think this Friday I did like a flashback Friday, and I posted a bunch of old clips from the show. And some of them were back when, you know, when me and Rich was doing the show together. And I think I really do miss, you know, having a co-host, having somebody to vibe with and, you know, vibe off of. It's one thing to, like, make a joke, but when you make a joke and ain't nobody laugh at it, it just don't hit the same. Like, it don't feel the same. Like, I don't fuck with people that laugh at their own jokes. I think that's whack. Like, if I meet you and you laugh at your own joke, like, it's gonna affect the way we interact from that point forward. Like, it's just like, people with no arm swing, y'all are evil. And, I used to say dudes that wore socks and flip-flops, but I started doing that now. So I'm going to give y'all a break. But yeah, I'm looking to get a rotation of people. So if you're interested in being on the show and playing some, guess the ethnicity with me, or, you got a platform you want to push, you got music out there you want to talk about, or you got a bakery business, I don't know, you got a charity, you got a whatever. If you want to talk about it, you want a platform to spread your audience to the six people that listen to my show, I'm here, and I'd be interested in talking to anybody and everybody that wants to talk to me. But yeah, you know, if you can, hit me up in the Facebook group. Like I said, the show is not really profitable at the moment, so we can't discuss money, but we can figure something out. I don't know. If you can bring some money my way, we can, you know, yeah. That's how DC people talk. Yeah, you know? Whoop de whoop. Like, anyway. Yeah, but hit up the Facebook group anyway. Even if you're not interested in doing the co-host thing, I'm always posting things I find interesting and looking to start conversations. I got some new items in the store that I haven't even started promoting yet, but you could take my word for it. They're dope. Nothing. Wink, wink. But thank you, as always, for listening. It's been 30 minutes, yeah? Or something close to it. I'm out of shit to talk about, I swear to God. But yeah, as always, thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed the show, please don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out when I post new shows. I try to post every Monday, but, you know, situation being as it is, I may start dropping little mini-shows throughout the week. Who knows? If you subscribe, you won't miss a thing. You'll always be up on the latest White Pants Society endeavors. If you didn't like the show, how about you leave me a review? Tell me what rubbed you the wrong way. I promise I care. But until we speak again, y'all be safe out there. Be the light. And how about we vibe out for a minute? Holla.
I say, open the door, let me in. Teach us all, preach us in. Turn the cheek, let it slide. Give me five on the black hand side.
The black hand side. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, yeah. Black hand side.
Give me five on the black hand side. And tell you what I see through the black man's eyes.